One sign that the face of Georgia's population is changing is the candidacy of Brenda Lopez. She's an immigration attorney, and she's poised to make history in Georgia as the first Latina to enter the state legislature. Her hope, she says, is to help connect Georgia's growing immigrant communities to the people in power in the state. LEU reports.
Question on the pass the bill. All those in favor of the bill will vote aye. Those opposed,
no. That's the sound of Georgia lawmakers voting on a measure that would allow amending the state's constitution to make English the official language. The proposal passed the Senate, but eventually failed in the House. 33-year-old Brenda Lopez has been watching measures like this for about a decade, ones she believes discriminate against Georgia's immigrant communities.
It's an intention of continuing to brew that sort of distrust and prejudice against groups, against minority groups.
Lopez thinks things need shaking up. She's running unopposed for a state House seat here in November after winning the Democratic primary. She says she wants to help Georgia's growing immigrant communities get more involved with state politics.
They need to go and talk to their legislators, literally be present, and physically present in the Capitol, and until we start feeling that comfort that the Capitol belongs to us.
Lopez was born in Mexico and brought to Georgia when she was 5 years old. She grew up here and became a citizen just before law school. She says she and her dad would practice for the citizenship test together. He passed too. Today, she's an immigration attorney poised to become the first Latina state legislature in Georgia. But she wrestles with the idea.
Because sometimes I think people say it as a celebratory thing, like, oh, yay, you're the first Latina. I'm like, oh, no, isn't it bad that we're in 2016 and we're talking about firsts?
Georgia's Latino population has grown nearly tenfold since the 1990s, from about 100,000 to almost a million. The district Lopez would represent is in Gwinnett County. It's the state's only Latino majority district. But along one of the main thoroughfares here, there are shop signs in Vietnamese and Korean, as well as Spanish. At a Dominican barbershop in a local shopping plaza, 19-year-old Daniel Martinez is prepping one of his clients for a trim. Martinez is a native of Mexico. He's not a citizen and can't vote. Still, he says he's excited to see a Latina in politics because the community needs a voice that will counteract stereotypes.
You know what Trump said about Mexicans being, you know, rapists, traffickers, and all that. That's what most of the people over here think too, you know, just because of our skin color, which is false, you know.
Lopez, a Democrat, will join a state legislature where the Republican Party has a two-thirds majority. And for more than a decade in the House, there's been only one Latino Democrat.
Well, the Latino caucus for me, I've been flying solo.
State Representative Pedro Marin is also from Gwinnett County. Marin has had his share of struggles. When he first took office in 2003, he had an ethics complaint filed against him almost immediately.
The complaint was that I was a Mexican federal government agent infiltrated in the Georgia General Assembly. And we explained everything, and of course it was thrown out because it was a bogus complaint. Number one, I'm Puerto Rican. And number two, I've never been in Mexico.
For her part, Lopez says she understands the odds she'll be facing.
I didn't want my campaign to come about bringing some false promises about what one vote, my vote, is going to do, because it's one vote of a very, very minority Democratic Party. But the reality is that, right, that you have to play defensive game and that you have to work towards very small incremental change.
She says she's already gotten some flack. Like someone asking, for example, if she's even in the country legally.
I don't even know if that person really honestly thought that that would be the case. But again, it's the implication that you don't belong, that you're not from here, that you're not American, at least not enough.
For now, that's one role she can play, she says, to bring a different perspective to Georgia's legislature and to help some of her constituents feel more American and heard. LEU WABE News.